Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, Charlie Reese. By the way, Charlie is not L-I-E, it's L-E-Y. Is that right,
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah, that's right.
We were just debating about that off air, you know. Which Charlie is he? Only the best tasting tuna, Charlie Reese. All right.
Yeah,
Keith,
right.
You are still there, I presume.
Thank you for holding me over.
And you have made a point that needs to be addressed. And Charlie and Keith, go ahead. Continue, and I'll interject here.
Well, Keith is right. Our defense budget is more than the next 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ridiculous.
And what now, Keith, what do you believe our defense budget exists for? Who is it protecting, really?
Well,
and
course,
what is it protecting?
I think the main raison d'etre for this bloated defense budget is it's basically to keep the military, industrial, private contractor complex employed at taxpayer expense. You know, I'm talking about from Blackwater to Halliburton to Lockheed to whatever these multi-billion-dollar corporations with close ties to the Bush-Cheney regime, they need multi-billion-dollar no-bid contracts. And so first, a boogeyman has to be invented in order to justify mm-hmm. these contracts. These
well,
no-bid.
First, it was the German boogeyman, and then became the commie boogeyman that we created and nurtured since 1932.
Right,
and
then all the way back.
And now it's become the Muslim boogeyman, right?
Exactly.
So every generation we see a new boogeyman, and we chase them all around the world, and these contractors make billions and billions of dollars, and American children lose their lives and their blood and their honor.
And
they lose everything.
And the other thing, right, in 1947, that fateful year, the Central mm-hmm. Intelligence Agency was set up.
Yeah,
so
right.
Now we have a national security state, mm-hmm. you know, and it's in a perpetual national security state going on here. So, again, I think the mission of our country, the mission of the national government has changed since 1945.
But it's the same characters that are in control, the same raison d'etre, the same group of globalists, internationalists, Zionists, and so forth, that run the foreign policy of the United States. And we are the Mecca because we have the money. America has been latched onto because we have paid the bills for all of this for generations.
You know, Rick, if you go back and read some of the works of people prior to World War II that were trying to keep us out of it, one of the things they said was, if you go into this war, you'll lose the Republic and you'll never be the same again.
Well, that certainly has happened, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Yeah. You know, again, you know, World War I, because of our interventionism that we needed to get involved just to pay the Rothschild banking families that ran up tremendous, tremendous bills for France and England fighting Germany. They couldn't pay it, so they had to get us into the war so we could pay it. And that was just a few years after the Federal Reserve System was created. How convenient, huh?
Yeah.
And then, of course, because we got involved in the First World War and screwed everything up, we knew we were going to have to be involved in another. So everything fit into place perfectly for these monsters.
And it's also interesting how in 1917 the British troops marched into Palestine for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
That seems to be another reason why we were in the
involved. Exactly. It's a myriad of factors, but again, all they did was create more problems.
Well,
they didn't
solve
any.
In closing, I think Franklin was right. He was asked at the Constitutional Convention what he thought the future of this new republic would be, and he mm-hmm. said something to the effect of it will serve the people for a number of years, but it will inevitably fall into despotism.
Mm-hmm.
Those were his words, I believe.
Prophetic indeed. Thank you very much,
Thank you.
Keith. Good
Thanks
to hear
for
from
call,
you. Charlie, we do have a few more callers. Can you stay a few more minutes?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, and we will do that. Jesse and Mike and you, too, if you can get on, 800-313-9443. Charlie Reese, our guest syndicated columnist. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back with our guest, Charlie Reese, syndicated columnist. And let us take some more calls here. Jesse in New York, you're on the program. Hello. Hello, Jesse.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I was wondering what your guests thought about John McCain. He seems to be the most popular senator on these radio and TV Sunday morning shows for by far.
Well, what do you think, Charlie?
Well, I think the establishment's grooming him to be the successor to Bush. And I don't trust the guy.
Well, good for you.
You know, he says some crazy things every once in a while.
And, look at the bill. Look at the law he's given us, the McCain-Feingold bill.
Yeah.
That is totally unconstitutional. He knew it going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, free speech, once again, is under attack because it's political speech.
Yeah, he didn't want people able to participate in the campaign. He wanted to make sure the incumbents could just, you know, have their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's jumped out and supporting this Dubai ports deal.
Matt, what do you make of that, Charlie? What do you make of it?
Well, I think, you know, Bush is lying again. You know, he's saying that he didn't even know about it until he read it in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out today that one month ago, he nominated a top executive with Dubai ports to be the chairman of the U.S. Maritime Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is he going to nominate a guy who's an executive with a Dubai company that's got a $6.8 billion deal pending, and him not know about it. You don't think the guy would have said, well, thanks for the appointment, Mr. President. You know, by the way, we're going to take over this other British company, and we'll be in seven of your East Coast ports. Mm-hmm. I mean, that didn't make sense.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Jesse, you can interject here, too. I just wanted to say that I'm not really concerned about the, you know, the Kuwaitis. I'm not concerned about the United Arab Emirates. I'm more concerned about a guy like Chertoff and his ties to Israel and the Mossad activity right around 9/11 and what happened on that fateful day and what they knew and why they were escorted back to Israel without being fully investigated, vetted, and, of course, prosecuted, if in fact prosecutions were warranted. I'm more concerned about our real good friends in Israel and what their plans are for the United States. And I think those plans involve putting the blame on the Arabs once again, and that's the way you bring them in.
Yeah.
You cultivate them, you nominate them, you do business with them so that once again they will take the rap when something happens. See, I don't trust Bush any more than I trust the sun to turn cold.
Yeah.
But I know that George Bush is lying. But then again, these Congress people are playing the opposite dialectic. They're pretending. I mean, here you got a guy like Schumer. And since when is Schumer a spokesman for real tolerance and brotherhood and all of that? All of a sudden, he's doing a two-face, you know. Well, I'm not exactly bigoted about the Arab nations, but, you know, they are on that list of nations. Well, wait a minute. He knows that Israel's on that list. He knows that we have to be very careful about Chertoff and the Israeli lobby. Yet all he's concerned about is placating his voters in New York. You know, he doesn't care about the country.
Yeah, he called a liberal democratic program here in Buffalo, you know.
Is that where you're from, Jesse, Buffalo?
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, he called one of the radio stations and asked them about, you know, about the Israeli connections of September 11th, and I didn't get to speak to them for very long.
No, I didn't think
they'll
so.
They'll cut you off. Cut
yeah.
You off.
They're told to.
Okay, and I have one other question.
Go ahead.
About
shoot.
The blowing up the mosque in Iraq today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what your guest, Charlie Reese, thinks about that.
What do you think about what do you mean? What was behind it? What was really
Who really blew up the mosque?
Well, I think they're trying to start a civil war over there.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Yeah.
And
they are.
And there are some Mossad people up in, at least in the Kurdish area.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems strange to me that they can't catch Zarqawi. But anyway.
But they want is a divided, balkanized country of Iraq.
Yeah.
This is what they've always wanted.
And we'll stay there indefinitely. We're already building.
We're doing it for them, aren't we?
Yeah, we're building four permanent bases there.
Yeah, can the U.S. keep a presence in the Middle East indefinitely?
No, we can't. We'll fail there just as the Roman Empire did.
Yeah, we got
it. Be a disastrous thing.
We got a 7,000-mile supply line, you know, and the insurgency supply line is around the corner. So.
Yeah.
Just like Vietnam. Sooner or later, we're going to pull out. Just a question of how many Americans are going to get killed before we do.
And I don't know that we're going to be able to pull out without creating a far more dangerous situation. We're already doing that right now. Far more instability in the Middle East now
with
Iraq gone and with Saddam Hussein gone. Far more.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, Charlie. I mean, pardon me for interrupting you, but it gets my goat. Because here this administration, everything it has said has turned out to be the opposite of the truth.
Yeah.
Everything. Right from the beginning of this war.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense for insurgents, you know, to blow up a mosque and turn everybody against them.
You know? Okay, Jesse, anything else before we move along?
No, I just...
Thank you. Good hearing from you from
Jesse.
New York. Appreciate it from New York. Buffalo, all right. Got much snow up there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike in Texas. Hi, you're on the program with Charlie Reese.
Hello, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, a couple great Americans. Good to hear you, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I've been reading you for years, by the way, Charlie.
Oh, that's great.
Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, which is the cry of great national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that is going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. You know, Douglas MacArthur, 1957.
Yeah.
You were talking about keeping us in a perpetual state of war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
And furthermore than that, this perpetual state of war doesn't reflect the American interest, but I don't want to sound like a racist, but it seems to always sound like it's Israel, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
more often than not, you know?
But we
I might add that Israel is a people and not a piece of real estate over there in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
More of us have Israelite blood, not Israeli blood in us, than we realize. The sons of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Those that followed, you know, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing. Have you ever noticed, you know, you hear about Christian extremists and Muslim extremists and a right-wing and leftist extremist and fundamental Bible-believing extremists? When's the last time, and I ask you both, when's the last time you ever heard the term Jewish extremist?
Yeah, that's for sure.
I can't remember that far
back. That's for sure.
Why is it I can slam France over the French fry thing, remember?
Yeah.
I can slam Germany or China, anybody I want. But if I say Israel, I'm an anti-Semite.
Well, because it works. I mean, that's the name of the game, is to stop debate.
That's like, what they want to do.
Like Charlie said, you know, they never answer what he will say in his columns or directly try to refute it. They will simply use it as a tar brush. He's a racist. He's a bigot. We monitor people like that. You can't listen to them. We don't want you to hear them because that's hate speech. This is the name of the game, and we have to, as Americans, see through it. And that's the only way we can fight it.
And the only way... What you have to do is just ignore it and just keep on telling the truth.
Exactly.
There was
a time does that.
There was
yes,
a time,
Mike. Go ahead.
There was a time 20 years ago I was willing to go to Israel and give up Christianity for Judaism because that's I figured that was the only truth that was left in the Bible, right? Because the New Testament's kind of questionable, but since then. If a man does the math, one and one is two.
Mm-hmm.
What they try and tell us is three. And I've had to reflect back on, you know, I guess my Christian heritage. And I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you've come a long way, Mike.
Sure
we appreciate that.
Sure have.
Great show.
And appreciate your support for Charlie Reese's columns. Thank you.
Boy, I sure do. Thanks a lot.
He could use a little hearing from at his newspapers. Thank you, Mike. If you get a chance, you might write to and call the King Features and thank them for syndicating his column. Charlie, I know you have to go to bed. I know you're a busy man. I don't want to impose on you any longer. I will let you go and invite you back, God willing, again.
Thanks very much, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
I know you did, and I enjoyed it as well. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got to take a break in a moment or so, but I do like to hear from people like Charlie and Paul Craig Roberts and other brave columnists who do get the dander up occasionally of the powers that be. I think that's good. That's wonderful, and that's what's healthy about America. And we still, believe it or not, we still have a little bit of that freedom left in America today, notwithstanding the efforts of the ADL types to try to classify that as hate speech and therefore criminal speech, as they have done to David Irving and others in Europe and in Canada. And that is what they would like to impose here in America. And that's a very frightening thing, to say the least. By the way, thanks to the American Free Press here, one of our great sponsors, that they have they've done a great story on the new lineup here at RBN with Mike Piper doing a wonderful job, and Greg, and yours truly. And we're certainly trying to do the best we can under the circumstances. And, you know, it isn't easy trying to keep the bills paid and keep everything coming in and doing the program, but that's the challenge that makes it all worthwhile. All right, we will be back with more calls, more topics in just about 3 minutes from now. You stay tuned. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. For Paul Revere of Talk Radio, we're sounding the alarm, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up. We shall return with your calls and much more. Stay tuned. Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed, and we are back on, and much to talk about, you know, what's going on in Washington and what's going on really in the world, what's going on across America right now. We are finding that we are under attack. We are under assault from just about every aspect of life, from every corner, if you will. And what is happening to America is we are becoming the Honoria of the world. We are becoming the ancient Rome of the world. And we are rotting from within, ladies and gentlemen. We are rotting from within because we are overloaded and overburdened with the problems of the world, rather than taking care of the problems of self-government. You see, self-government is a problematic system. Self-government is what we were told we were given. But can man, you know, really control and govern himself? Can Americans govern themselves today? Can we, as a nation, govern ourselves? Do we have what it takes to do it? And that is the question that I have raised, as you know, repeatedly on this program. I have said that as a people, as a world, man is ill-equipped to govern himself, no matter what form of government he's under. And yet, of all the forms of government that we've had, As you know, democracy is the worst. It is the most evil. It is the most totalitarian because it is a form of majoritarian totalitarianism. The majority rules. To heck with everyone else, right? Well, the best form of government, in my opinion, has to be a monarchy. The least evil is a monarchy, but a good monarch. A good monarch. Not an evil king like we have today, but a good monarch that is concerned with less government and more individual freedom. King George III really wasn't that bad compared to what we've got today. Can you imagine if the colonists were alive today, the American colonists today watching what has taken place with this new king that we have? I think they would definitely, definitely want to commit hara kiri and go right back into the grave. I say that because I say that a monarchy is the best form of government in an ideal world because you've got one guy up there who's ruling for everybody in an ideal monarch. And yet, he's stealing. He still wants control. He still wants big government to the extent that it pleases him. Now, I realize that's not good either. That's not perfect. But it's much less evil to have one man, one king, who is basically a righteous king in control on a human level, than it is to have 51% of the public deciding what shall be our lot. 51%. The majority says crucify him, they'll crucify him. The majority says take from your neighbor and give to someone else, they will take from their neighbor and give to someone else. And that is no less tyrannical than if some king did it himself. Some king who wants power. The king that wants power for himself over his subjects is nothing. He is absolutely nothing compared to the king, King George Bush, who has a messianic complex, who believes that God has empowered him to rule the world. Who rule the world and the nation with an oligarchy, a system, a government that goes through the illusion of democratic change. That is far more damaging than any single monarch who has the best interests of his subjects at heart. That, my friends, is the greater tyranny, in my opinion. And that's from my mind to your ears. That is what I've talked about many times. And that's where we are at today. No, there is no perfect human government. Simply because there is no perfect human. Our natures are all compromised. We all have that fallen nature. And we'll never have perfection under those circumstances, in this world, under those situations. It would be totally and completely impossible, totally impossible to do that as long as man has his fallen nature. So we have to make the best of it. We simply have to make the best of it. And that means, really, truthfully, getting closer to less government at a local level and only at a local level. You see, this is the twist that I have to laugh at when people have talked to us before, and they've called and talked to me personally about you wouldn't want to go back to a confederacy. You wouldn't want to go back to a confederacy of states and not have a strong central government. Because what if one state wanted to wage war against the other, or indeed had a nuclear bomb? And I say, well, that's kind of circuitous, because that very scenario already exists in the federal government. Our federal government has that power to destroy the states and the people with those weapons. Think about it. That's the danger that is the greater one. I'll be back with your calls. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
You're listening. listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
La 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 la. Rick Adams, and we will take more calls. I believe people are lined up now to speak with me. I just introduced the subject of the worst form of government versus the least evil form of government. And hands down, what we have today is indeed the worst form of government, pure democratic centralism at its worst. And what we really need is to get back to a limited form of government with a dictator, you know, a truly benevolent dictator. He's concerned about stealing for himself and his buddies. One thing he's not concerned about is stealing for everyone else, and that's democracy. Everybody is robbing his neighbor, and everybody is doing everything he can to take care of himself rather than do what's right. So, see, the people cannot be trusted, especially when they have been corrupted, when they have been totally dumbed down and moralized down. That is my perspective, and that has been my position for a long time. Absolutely no question about that. Now, we are going to take your calls. Again, the number, 800-313-9443. Don in Alabama. Hello, you are on the program.
No king, but King Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the only solution, ultimately, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wanted to ask Charlie a couple questions, but he's gone now.
Yes, he had to leave. Oh, he couldn't stay for the whole program, but
you know, we need somebody like him to put the word, the truth out about 911. I don't know how much he's talked about that in his column. I used to get his column here,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason they no longer carry it.
Yeah,
I wanted
yeah.
to ask him if he knew or what he thought about 911 being an inside job.
Well, he sort of went along with what I said when we talked about the real enemy being in Washington and Israel and in Britain. I think he went along with that quite well. But I don't think that that would go over too well in many of the controlled media. I mean, you can be ideological and you can take a position, but when you start asking too many questions, I think many of these newspaper publishers get too frightened by the power of Washington. Despite what they say, they are literally frightened to death that the government, or the IRS in particular, will start audits on them. We've seen this. We've seen Bush do this to other people, to churches and so forth. So I don't think Charlie would push that agenda that much. I just, my gut-level feeling is he wouldn't. He might, you know, bring it up. He'll talk about it briefly in his column, maybe, but he won't make it a mission. I don't think he will.
Well, he could say that the government's story, the media mm-hmm. story, is a big fat lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could point people to the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a website. I have an affiliate program. People can get their own free website. And it's at www.thelibertyclub.net. Mm-hmm. I have one page on there that's nothing but audio and videos. It will show that 911 was an inside job because the government's story was a big fat lie. All people have to do is mm-hmm. look at it and see it with their own eyes.
If they want the truth, they can see it, yes.
So I just wanted to put that plug in for my website. And if we had somebody like Charlie
yeah.
that reaches a lot of people that don't know the truth, then I think we could get somewhere. I think if we all focused on this one issue
mm-hmm.
and we had enough people converted to where they saw the truth about mm-hmm. the murderers and the traitors we've got running this country, then some changes could be made.
We'd like to think so, Don. I understand what you're saying, and if that would be the case, if that would help them to understand, which it would, if they are willing to understand it, then so be it. And I thank you for that contribution. Thank you very much, Don. All right, let's think about that. But, you know, it's not the whole solution. Bringing more truth about the disaster of 9/11 is important. But look at it this way. In the past 4 years or so, people very seldom talk about 9/11 anymore. In fact, if you bring the subject up, for instance, in local media or local gatherings, there are many people who don't even truthfully want to talk about it. Because they have been so dumbed down now, and they have been so, should I say, having a good time in life, trying to not think about the unpleasantries, that bringing it up is almost like bringing a skunk into a nice party. And what you're doing is upsetting the patrons, the partiers. People don't want to hear negative news. People don't want to think about what has happened and what will happen again. They'd rather not. They'd rather be having a good time. And the Olympics, of course, has helped to do that. The Olympics has been one major, major distraction, if you will, and an opportunity for people to enjoy something without having to think. So let's bear that in mind as well. Yeah, we could have Charlie Reese's. We could have people like that in the media raising questions, maybe stealth candidates, if you will, getting in a little truth here and there. But you wonder how many people would want to hear it, how many people will act upon it. Some would, yes, indeed. But whether it would be an avalanche or enough, I don't think so. I just don't. But who am I? Rick Adams. Let's take some more calls. 800-313-9443. Joe, hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, Joe.
I found in my lifetime, Rick, that
mm-hmm.
Anybody wearing a flesh body,
mm-hmm.
sooner sooner or later he's going to let you down.
Well, you even let yourself down, right?
Well, you know, sometimes I don't even trust myself.
I don't either.
Especially
I don't
this flesh body.
I don't trust myself at all. I know I make a lot of mistakes and, you know, a lot of shortcomings. We all forget things and things that we have to do. So I don't want to entrust anybody's life to my security, that's for sure.
But I know one that won't let you down.
Uh-huh.
It comes in the volume of the book.
Yes.
You know, that young fellow was talking before about the Anglo-Saxon people.
Mm-hmm.
I know them as the Ish people.
The Ish people.
I-S-H in Hebrew means man. And you ever hear of the Danish, the British?
Yes.
The Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Scottish?
The Italian?
Finnish? The
yes.
Swedish?
The Greek?
Romanish?
Mm-hmm.
Frankish?
Mm-hmm.
All the Ish people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they are, but God knows exactly who they are and where they are.
What about the Jewish?
Well, in some cases, yes.
Indeed.
In some cases, Kenite.
Okay.
So you have to know your...
You
have to know your figs.
And your ishes.
In that case, yes.
That's right.
And your ishes.
That's right. That's right. Discernment, right?
Discernment is what it is. And it comes from, you know, ingenuity. It only comes from one source, and that's why America has such ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
From the scriptures.
Yes.
It can only come from the scriptures. The only textbook that you can learn that from.
Mm-hmm.
Called ingenuity. A couple of coals from off the altar, Rick, if I could.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Revelation chapter 17, verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication,
mm-hmm.
and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. You know, you've got financial fornication and religious fornication.
Mm-hmm.
A one-world religion, one-world economic system. You know, I'm doing my new book, by the way, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
The Coming World Peace by Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should have it finished shortly.
Oh, really?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh. But you are trying to make a point here.
I'm making a point, yes.
Yes.
You know, you were talking to Mr. Reese before about what's going on with the Arab nations and the five ports that are going to be given to them.
Mm.
And, you know, the Arab nations have to come into the one world economic system.
Positively,
They're the only holdbacks tying things up right now, and it's getting a lot of people very, very nervous. So
mm-hmm.
I think that this is a nice gesture on the part of American political leaders to incorporate them into the one-world system.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way than to give them ports within the United States and, have mm-hmm. financial... recognition of China.
And to extend the empire into that part of the world under the guise of bringing them in to protect American interests, they are actually going to be in the fall guys for the next 9/11. That's the whole plan. See, that's the reason why Bush is doing this, and that's the reason why it's happening. They have to be brought into the fold, as you point out.
You see, Abraham means the father of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, in the end times, the father of all nations, Abraham, is going to be a false Abraham. Before the true father of all nations returns, I might add.
Yep.
But see,
yep.
There's going to be a false Abraham, a false father of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first.
Right.
And we know who that is and where he's going to appear.
Johnny on the spot, huh?
Johnny on the spot. And,
mm-hmm.
Civil wars, civil wars are going to be very prevalent worldwide just before the appearance of Johnny on the spot, because he's going to be coming solvent and performing miracles.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the one world religious system is already in preparation, and they're fornicating and in bed with each other, trying to lay out the groundwork for the entrance, main entrance, if you will.
You mean like a spiritual fornication you're referring to, obviously.
Yes, where you get all the nations of the world joining hands in the religious ecumenism, if you will.
You realize that really in modern history, and I know it goes back to the Bible, ancient times, but in reality, in modern history, these plans of what we are experiencing today were already on the drawing board and already in planning form at the turn of the previous century, the early 1900s. They were already planning the very things to happen that have happened in this last century.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, this is planned right from the beginning when Cain killed Abel and his father.
There is a continuity.
Where did Cain get the murder from? It was only from his father.
Mm-hmm. And what about the land of China, the land of Nod, and so forth? All of this is being... You see, China had to be brought in through treason and treachery by the United States State Department. It was the Kenites that did it. And that was, of course, in the 40s during the war. Another distraction was World War II. You know, get the Japanese out of China, but bring in the greatest mass murderers in all of history, Mao Zedong and his gang. That's what they did. It was done by the Truman administration, and it was done blatantly and boldly.
You know,
China today is in that fold. You see, China is a cog in the wheel, Joe. It's cog in the wheel, a very important cog biblically, isn't it?
Yes, well, you know, it's very interesting that Cain took a wife from the land of Nod.
Right.
And the land of Nod is an Oriental tribe.
There you go.
And I've talked to many Chinese graduate students up here at the University of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that Nod was a very special place. They knew it.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds I've planted with them, many of them, they agree with me. They were Chinese Christians.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And we shared a lot of things. I'll tell you, there's a good... base of good Chinese elect out there. You know, for every positive, Rick, there's a negative.
Of course.
The Father always has them in place. Sometimes you don't see them right away, but
you think of the Christians,
eventually they'll be visible.
Christians were murdered by the tens of millions in China under Mao Zedong.
Amazing, yes.
I mean, their bodies were cremated. Talk about crematoria, you know. And then their ashes were used as fertilizer for the crops. I don't know how many people even know that. The brutality of communism and what they did.
Many of them were killed in the dead of night when it was dark out.
Right.
And even in Russia, the 160 million that were killed in Russia.
That's when Satan does his best work, huh, Joe? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes. With the 9mm to the back of the head. And you know what the reason for that is, Rick?
What was the reason?
They say, well, God can't see us. It's very dark out tonight. He can't see us.
Remember they did that to Jesus? And what did he say? Why have you come out at night against me? I sat daily in the temple teaching in pure daylight, yet you wouldn't do it, would you? You only come out at night.
Mm-hmm. You know, they forget this verse, the one world plan is from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Revelation 11:15. This is after the two witnesses rise in the street and the Satan's 7,000 elect generals were killed.
Mm-hmm.
The 7,000 of his elect, they fell down slain. Verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded. This was the seventh trump. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. That's a long time. But, you know, you see, the Father's allowing the kingdoms of this world now to do the dirty work, his dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
And he will just take it over after it's all done.
That's right. That's why these human governments are going to fail.
That's it.
They have to fail. They cannot produce the things they say they're going to produce. They
Zephaniah.
Every front. Every front.
Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3:8 points that out very, very clearly.
Zephaniah.
Zephaniah. All right, Rick, I'll let you talk to somebody else. But...
You are most welcome. Thank you, Joe. And people can look up your previous programs on the archives on rbnlive.com and under Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. They can hear you. And we will have you back hopefully soon to... continue in your exegesis and your expostulating on the city of Jerusalem. So it should be interesting. Again, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And Dave in Wisconsin will be next. We've got to take a break first so we don't shortchange you, Dave. And we'll do that, and that'll probably be our last caller tonight, as we've had a very interesting, very jam-packed two-hour program tonight. Don't forget the number, 800-313-9443, and the lineup during the day here at rbnlive.com. Spread the word, and we will put you on to the best of our abilities and get you on the air with a question or a comment with our many guests that we have been having here right along. So stay tuned. We shall be back now in 3 minutes to wrap things up. And we will do that with Dave in Wisconsin. Stay tuned, Dave. You will be next. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Okay, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have too much time, but do have another caller here, Dave in Wisconsin. I'd like to get you on. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Rick.
I'm here.
Yeah, I got a good guest for you to come on your show. He's a Bible scholar and historian.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gene Smith. Can I give you the phone number?
Well, not on the air, but well, you can leave it with my producer.
Can you call? Okay.
Just leave it with Paul, my producer, okay?
If you reach the MUA, we'll never have a human government. Because Samuel 8 said we always will be fighting their wars and paying their taxes.
Uh-huh.
And that's
all right,
what we're doing
I'll
today.
I'll tell you, Dave, huh? Just before you hang up, leave the name of the man and I will pursue it.
Okay.
Leave it with Paul when you hang up. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
What
sure.
else did you want to say, though, personally? That's your thought, right?
Yep.
So we're not going to see any of these good things until we have divine intervention. Is that right?
You're so right.
Well, I've always believed that. I've always believed that.
Like I said, read Samuel 8.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible.
Yes. Yes, the book of Samuel, yeah.
Yeah.
I was, we were reading different portions of the Old Testament the other night personally and looking at the New and seeing the continuity between the Old and the New. And indeed, it is just amazing to see perfect symmetry there, if you want to see it, and you're open to the truth. From the Old Testament right through the New Testament, there is a symmetry. There's a purpose, there's a plan, and there is a formula.
A
if
foundation.
People are willing, right, willing to
yes.
look.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Dave. And I thank you for your call, and do that. Stay on the line now. Leave that message, that information for me with my producer. Okay? Thank you. All right, that just about does it. Just about at the end of another show. And tomorrow night we'll see what is brewing. There are a couple of things brewing, but we will be on the air, God willing, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central, talk about some important issues. We have some possibilities. And I enjoy these just these conversations from time to time that really deal with philosophies and deal with government, human nature, deal with all of these things. Because when you look at the president and you look at the vice president, you look at what comes out of the media and listen to the nationally syndicated big media mogul talk show hosts, what do you hear? You don't really hear very much that's worth listening to. You hear a lot of gobbledygook, a lot of muck, a lot of if you will, cycled waste product. If I may use that term without being vulgar, all you're hearing is garbage. You're hearing garbage in, garbage out. Because that's what it's meant to be. It's not meant to be edifying. We're not being educated when we listen to these people. What we are being is indoctrinated. Indoctrinated in false solutions, and that means no solution at all. No solution from the people that help bring about the problem. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So if Americans listening right now turned off what's being propelled into their minds and turned on to the truth, boy, what a world it would be, huh? And it will be. All right, that's it for tonight. We will be back tomorrow night, same time, same network. We'll see you then. Rick Adams, good night.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to StopTheFTAA.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.